Tuesday's presidential preference election in Arizona is focused on the two candidates who've been considered to be at or near the top since the campaign began many months ago, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders. Biden has been favored strongly by African-American primary voters, while Sanders has had the advantage among Latino voters. Arizona may be a state where we see a change among Latino Democrats. A new poll released by ASU and Univision and conducted by Latino Decisions offers some insights. And with me to talk about that is Matt Barreto, co-founder of Latino Decisions and a political science professor at UCLA. Matt, we know turnout is going to be incredibly important. So how enthusiastic are Latino voters generally about being involved in this year's elections?
So what we're seeing in the data is that Latinos remain very enthusiastic. There was a lot of enthusiasm and a huge vote increase in 2018, and that seems to be carrying over. Arizona was one of the states in 2018 that had the largest increase in votes cast for Latinos from the previous midterm, and it looks like the Latino electorate in Arizona is remaining engaged. Now, one of the big questions will be whether or not Latinos are going to vote enthusiastically Democratic, regardless of who the candidate is. And we asked that exact question on the survey, and we did find that the Democrats have some work to do. So while there's a general dissatisfaction with Trump, while there's a lot of enthusiasm for change in the country, Latinos are divided between Sanders and Biden. And so as the nominee emerges, they're going to have to shore up that base. They're going to have to go and do work. They're going to have to do outreach to make sure that they can deliver that vote in November.
You've been doing this a long time with Latino Decisions. I mean, you look at, let's say Trump was somewhat of an unknown quantity in 2016, somewhat. How does President Trump's popularity or lack thereof vary from 2020 over the past 3 to 4 years? And how could that affect where Latinos go?
Well, I think it's very interesting to look at how Trump has changed, because back in 2016, he was an idea. Even in the Republican Party, he was just an idea. He himself really had never laid out plans that he was going to emerge and win. Mm-hmm. And as he became more well-known, he still was seen as sort of an outsider who probably wasn't going to win the election. And so while people had a negative reaction in the Latino community to Trump, certainly the things he said about Mexicans, about immigrants, about Mexican-Americans were very negatively received. But it was just an idea. Now what has changed is that Trump has been the president. He has an administration. They've been implementing policies that have been very negative in the immigrant community. And he continues to speak very negatively about the immigrant community. So whatever anger and frustration or just disgust there was in 2016, what we've been finding specifically in Arizona is that that has heightened in the Latino community. So the 2018 election really was a strong pushback against Trump and what he had been promoting. And we're seeing that continue.
And Matt, that brings me to a couple of major issues we hear about related to the border, at least in some sense, and that is support for the so-called Dreamers, the DACA recipients, and also when it comes to President Trump's signature building of the wall. How did those numbers come out in terms of general Arizona versus how Latinos feel about it? Because it seems as though we have people from both parties that talk very highly about the Dreamers, and yet we really haven't seen much action.
Yeah, I think that's right. The Dream movement, the movement for people who were brought to the country at a young age and really grew up here and are part of America, they've really been gaining strength and popularity. In this poll, we found that overwhelmingly, people in the state of Arizona support a permanent pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, not just among Latinos, but among the state as a whole. Was 73% for the state as a whole. For Latinos, it was 87%. When we asked about the border wall, overall, the state as a whole opposed the border wall by a 10-point margin, and much stronger among Latinos who opposed the border wall. So Arizona 10 years ago, when SB 1070 was being passed, is very different today. Arizona has changed. The Latino population has become so much larger part of the electorate, and people in Arizona are starting to realize that maybe those draconian immigration measures were a bit too far, that they were a misstep. And we're starting to see Arizona come around and say, hey, we have a large immigrant population. How can we work with this community? How can we incorporate this community? And while there still are some very strict anti-immigrant voices in Arizona, they're becoming the minority. They're no longer controlling. Even within the Republican Party, you've seen folks like Russell Pierce removed from office and folks like Sheriff Joe Arpaio removed from office. So I think things are changing. The poll bears that out.
And Matt, we've seen the impact of African-American voters on the Biden campaign, making a huge impact in South Carolina, for example. Is there an equivalent, or will there be, with Latino voters?
You really now see minority voters are flexing their muscle. They're having influence. They're having impact. Overall, we know that a majority of blacks and Latinos and Asian Americans as well are voting Democratic. And so it's important that these voters are having an influence. If Bernie Sanders has any sort of last gasp of momentum and the ability to make his mark, it will be because he brought out younger Latino voters who are more progressive and a part of his movement. If we see that, we see in the polling that we did, he is supported among Latinos in Arizona, but the margin is shrinking. Biden is catching up. And so Sanders really needs a huge turnout with younger, more progressive Latino voters in Arizona, in Illinois, in Florida. And if he can do that, he might get a little bit more life in his campaign. But on the other side, if we see Biden starting to do that outreach and say, hey, I'm not going to concede the Latino vote, I'm going to go after it. If we see Biden doing better with Latinos, then that's going to probably hold off any final Sanders momentum, and that could sort of seal the deal for him. This could be, I think a lot of people are forecasting, that if Joe Biden is successful on March 17th in Arizona, in Illinois, Ohio, and Florida, that it'll probably bring the nominating process to a close for all intents and purposes. To do that, to have really successful night, Joe Biden needs to not concede the Latino vote. He needs to fight for it and get good shares of the Latino vote in places like Arizona. So that's what I'm going to be watching for. If he can do that, I think you'll see, again, Latinos having influence by sort of now warming up to the Biden campaign.
Matt Barreto is co-founder of Latino Decisions and a political science professor at UCLA.